pracharane nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshacharane. Archita, am I to announce what you told me or? No, okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva, Text Number 29. Tasyaivam me nuraktasya prashritasya hatainasa sadadhanasya balasya dantasanucharasya cha. Tasyaivam me nuraktasya prasritasya hatainasa sradadanasya balasya dantasyanucharasya cha. Tasyaivam me nuraktasya prashritasya hatainasa sradadhanasya balasya dantasyanucharasya cha. Tasyaivam me nuraktasya prashritasya hatainasa sradadhanasya balasya dantasyanucharasya cha. Please chant. Ladies,
Om
Anyone else? Tasya. His. Evam. Thus. May. Mine. Anuraktasya. Attached to them. Prasritasya. Obediently. Hata. Freed from. Enasa. Sins. Shraddhadanasya. Of the faithful. Balasya. Of the boy. Dantasya. Subjugated. Anucharasya. Strictly following the instructions. Cha. And. Translation, kindly respond. I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior. And all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses. And I was strictly following them with body and mind. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor and all others as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. So in my preparation, I found that Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse in 1974, and it was in Vrindavan. So I'd like to read what Prabhupada has spoken on this verse. So after Prabhupada chants, and the devotees chant, and Prajumna leads the recitation, Prabhupada speaks. So, the one side, the guru, Sankirtyamanang Munibir Mahatmabi. This is a relationship between disciple and guru. What are the qualifications of guru? And what are the qualifications of the disciple? If both of them are qualified, then immediately the result is there. Just like husband and wife, both of them, if they are healthy, by sex there will be pregnancy. Similarly, if the guru and the disciple, both of them are qualified, then immediately Krishna consciousness will be there. So the qualification of the guru is described in the previous verse. Vishrinvato me nusabang yasho malam sankirtyamana munibir mahatmabi. The guru must be mahatma and muni. Muni means thoughtful, philosopher, not foolish rascal manufacturing some philosophy. And mahatmabi, not only self-realized, but by his character, by his behavior, by his understanding, he must be a mahatma. What is the Mahatma? There are so many Mahatmas simply by changing the dress. No, not that kind of Mahatma. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song. Aite Eka Kalir Chela. Here is a disciple of Kali. What is that? Nake Tilak Gulai Mala. He has got Tilak. Natanana Nake Tilak Galamala. He sings Sahaja Bhajana Kache Mamu Sange Loi Paridala. Bhaktivinoda sings that, quote, he is dressed like a Babaji. He has shaven his head, and he has got tilak and kunti. But he has got at least a dozen women, and that is his bhajan. So not that. That is not Mahatma. That is Duratma, a cheating. Of course, in this Kali Yuga, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Aite Eka Kalir Chela. Kalir Chela means the disciple of Kali, dressed like a sadhu or Vaishnava, but within all rubbish things. That will not help us. He must be Mahatma, real Mahatma. We want Guru like that. Then it will be. We must also be qualified, and Guru also qualified. Therefore, it is said in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that 1 year should be taken to study one another, the Guru and the disciple. The Guru will also see whether the person is fit to become a disciple. And the disciple also will see whether this gentleman can become my Guru. So the qualification of Guru is he should be Mahatma and Muni. Muni means philosopher. And Mahatma means God realized. Really, Mahatma means God realized. He knows. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamitti Samahatma Sudurlava. One who knows Krishna is the cause of all causes. Vasudev. Vasudev means Krishna. Sarvam Iti. Vasudevi Param Mukha. Vasudeva Para. There is everything to satisfy Vasudev, Krishna. Either you perform sacrifices or you work piously. The aim should be how to satisfy Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Just like if you want to keep your body fit and healthy, you must satisfy the stomach. If your stomach is all right, and if you supply proper food to the stomach, then whole body will be energized without fail. Similarly, the Mahatma means whose business is to satisfy Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. Krishna says, Vasudeva. When Krishna is in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he's Vasudeva. Krishna does not go away from Vrindavan. But when he has got other business to do, he does it as Vasudeva. Vasudeva is in Mathura. Vasudeva is in Dwaraka. But original Krishna is in Vrindavan. But that does not mean that this Vasudev is different from Krishna. The foolish person who cannot study, who does not know what is Vasudev, what is Aniruddha, what is Prajumna, the Sankarshan, these are all expansions of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna, but still, they are not original Krishna. There is no. It is not that Vasudev has got less power than Krishna. They are equally powerful. Advaitam, achutam, advaita. They are not different. Achutam, anadam, ananta rupam. But the difference is, several times I explained, that one candle, you lit up another candle, you lit up another candle, you lit up another millions. So all the candles are of the same power. So far, candle power is concerned, but still you have to say, this is the first candle, this is the second candle, this is the third candle, this is the fourth candle, like that. Not because the second candle is lit from the first candle, therefore second candle is less powerful than the first candle. No, that is not. That is called Advaita Gyan. Advaitam Achutam. Advaitam Achutam Ananta Rupam. Krishna's Ananta Rupam does not make any difference. There is no difference between Ramachandra and Krishna. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. Krishna is always, when we say Krishna, Krishna with all his expansions, Vishnu expansions. So either you worship Ram or Krishna, it is the same, or Vishnu. There is no difference. Therefore, Advaitam, Achutam, Anadam, Anantarupam, Adyam. But still, Krishna is the Adyam, original. Adyam Purana, Purusham, Navayamanamcha. Although he is Adyam, Purana Purusham, the oldest personality, still Navayovanamcha, always young. You have never seen Krishna's photograph as old man. No. When he was charioteer of Arjuna, he was great-grandfather at that time. His grandson had sons. He's an old man. But you see, just a young man of 20 years old. That is Krishna. Navayovanamcha. Adyang Purana Purushang Navayovanamcha. And these rascals, they try to understand Krishna. Krishna personally says, Manushyanam sahasresyu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid manveti tatvat. Out of many millions of persons, one is perfect. And out of many millions of perfect persons, one can hardly understand what is Krishna. And these rascals understand Krishna. They remark that Krishna is like this, Krishna is like this. How much rascaldom it is. Krishna says personally, and Lord Brahma says, Vedeshu Durlabham, Vedeshu Durlabham. You cannot understand Krishna simply by studying Vedic literature. It is not possible. Then, how we shall understand Krishna? Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. If you want to understand Krishna, then go to his devotee. He'll make known Krishna. That is Mahatma. You cannot understand Krishna personally by your so-called speculation. Neither you can understand Krishna simply by studying Vedas as a scholar. There are many Vedanta scholars. They cannot understand. So many Vedantists, they are in India, but they cannot understand Krishna. Nam Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita. Krishna says, I am not exposed to everyone. That is Krishna. So therefore, how to understand Krishna? That is stated by Krishna himself. After many, many births, struggling to understand Krishna, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan. Not foolish person. Foolish person cannot understand. But even Gyanavan, who is wise, perfectly wise, learned scholar, such a person, even after many, many births, struggling to understand Krishna. So that is Mahatma, one who has understood Krishna. He is Mahatma. One who does not understand Krishna or verifies himself as Krishna, he's Duratma. He's not Mahatma. He's a rascal. Mahatma is that person who has understood Krishna, that Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Krishna, Vasudev, is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. one who has understood this perfectly, that the supreme controller, Ishwar, Ishwara means controller, and not only controller, but supreme controller. Controller we are, every one of us is a controller. Just like I am controlling a few of my disciples, or 100, or 1,000. But Krishna is a controller of millions, millions upon millions upon all universes. Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Simply to become controller does not become, yes, that is also Ishwar, you can say. But there is Parameshwar. These words are used in the Vedic language. Ishwara, Parameshwar, Atma, Paramatma. So there is one Paramatma. That Paramatma is Krishna. Atma, we are also Atma, living beings. And Krishna is also living being. But not, we are equal to Krishna. Krishna is the chief living being. Just like I am also living being, you're also living being. But you accept me as the chief of this institution. There must be one chief. Otherwise, there will be no management. It will be chaotic. So we are Atma, and Krishna is also Atma, but he is Paramatma. We are Ishwar. Krishna is also Ishwar, but he is Parameshwar. Therefore, we have named Godhead purposely, not God. We don't say back to God. We say back to Godhead. Head means the chief. Everyone can claim that I am God because everyone has got some power, little power, but not the supreme power. That is Krishna. So when one understands Krishna perfectly, he becomes Mahatma. Just try to understand. Not a politician. Not by changing dress, saffron color cloth. No, that is not Mahatma. One who understands Krishna perfectly, perfectly well, he is Mahatma. Therefore, here it is said, Munibir Mahatma Bi. The instruction was received from persons, Munibi, great philosophers. Not only philosophers, but Mahatma. Because one who has understand Krishna perfectly, this is the qualification of Guru. So that qualification to attain is not very difficult. But because we are rascals, we do not try to take the qualification. That qualification is very simple. One, who can understand Krishna? Krishna is not so cheap thing. He has said already that yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mang veti tatvaha. So it is not very easy. But it is very easy if you take the process, easiest process. What is the easiest process? The easiest process, you don't talk nonsense. You simply talk what Krishna has said. That's all. And many times they give me very great credit that I have done wonderful. Yes, I have done wonderful. But what is the reason? Because I am not a rascal. I speak what Krishna has spoken. That's all. Very easy. Everyone can do that. Not only I. Any of you can do this. Simply speak what Krishna has said. That's all. Don't make addition, alteration. Then you become rascal. Immediately you become rascal. So you don't want to, if you don't want to become a rascal, if you want to become a Mahatma, then you accept what Krishna says and preach that. Krishna says, Mattak parataram nanyat. There is no more superior authority than me. You say that. You say Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Here is Krishna is the cause. You understand or don't understand. If you simply pick up the words of Krishna and talk like that, then you become Mahatma. There is no difficulty to become Mahatma. But these Juratmas, the rascals, they talk differently from Krishna. Therefore, they are not Mahatmas. They are all Duratma. Therefore, the process is that if you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, then you have to find out a guru who is a Mahatma. Adau Gurvasrayam. That is the first bism. Adau, in the beginning. Gurvasrayam. To take shelter of a bona fide Mahatma Guru. That is the Vedic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. Must. Abhigacchet. This verb is used. Must. It is not, oh, I can do without guru. No. That is not possible. That is not possible. If you want to understand the transcendental science, spiritual science, you must approach. Gachet. This form of verb used when there is the meaning. Must. Tad vijnanartham su gurum eva abhigacchet. Samit pani srotiyam brahmanishtam. And guru's qualification is brahmanishtam. Brahma. And again the word Brahma. And Krishna is part of Brahman. Again this param. That param Brahma has been said by Arjuna to Krishna. Bhavan. Bhavan, my dear Krishna, you are part of Brahman. Pavitram Bhavan. Parang Brahma, Parang Dhamma, Pavitrang, Paramang Bhavan. So the process is that you want to make any progress, just like Narada Muni. He made immediately progress simply by associating with the Mahatmas only for 4 months. Why? That is explained in the next verse. What is that? Tasyaiva me anuraktasya. I became attached to them. I became a lover of the Mahatmas. Anuraktasya prashrittasya. I became obedient, not disobedient. Guror avagya. That is great offense. If you come disobedient to Guru, then your business is finished. These are the qualifications. Me anuraktasya prashrittasya. And hatainasa. Hata enasa means all my sinful activities stopped. Nobody can understand the bona fide Guru or Krishna unless he is free from sinful life. Therefore, we have to accept the principle. No illicit sex. No gambling. Intoxication. No meat eating. If you follow these four principles, then you become hatainasa. Hata enasa. Your sinful life is stopped. So hatainasa sadadanasya. Sadadana means with faith and obedience. Not that blindly. Sadadanasa balasya. And although he was a boy, but he got this qualification. Balasya danta. Silent. No more playing. Anutarasya. Anuchar means following. These are the qualifications. If you become qualified with these qualities, what is that? Anurakta means attached, obedient, no sinful activities, and faithful, and not disturbing, danta, and follower. And if the guru is Mahatma, and if you are qualified with these qualifications, then the result will be there immediately. But there is no difficulty. One must be serious to understand. And he must approach a qualified Mahatma Guru. Then his business will be. Transaction will be very nicely done. This is Vedic process. Is there any difficulty? Anyone can say, is there any difficulty to become Mahatma and to become a qualified disciple? Is it very difficult? Say. If there's any difficulty, and the devotees respond, no. So let's all say, no. Jai. See? So where is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. The difficulty is the rascals will not do it. And the so-called Duratmas, they are passing on as Mahatmas. And so-called disciples are passing as disciples. Therefore, the transaction is imperfect. Things are not coming out. But if the transaction is perfect from both the sides, from the disciple side and the guru side, then Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ends. So I have a few seconds to speak some latest realizations. So yesterday, I had an interesting exchange with somebody. And this person was trying to condone sinful activity and giving so many excuses and reasons why it was okay in certain circumstances to have some kind of illicit sex. So every argument he gave, I countered. First, I told him, don't play with Maya, because you're playing with fire. I explained to him that this is the way Maya works. Maya gets in there and convinces you it's all right. It's just a little something. But that's not the way Maya... She doesn't play fair. So you give in just a little to Maya, then she's going to come back. Let's do some more. Let's do more and more. It doesn't stop. And before you know it, you have a sinful addiction. And this is all explained clearly in Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 2, Krishna explains the whole psychological problem. How does it work? First, you look at something and you become attached. Just like Ravana, when he heard from Shrupanakha about Sita, and she was describing more and more, Ravana's lust became too much, and he said, I will take this woman. I will have her as mine. So the Bhagavad Gita explains, you see something, you become attached. Then after attachment, I want to enjoy lust. What is lust? Prabhupada explains, the desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. Let me enjoy. But what happens? I can't get no satisfaction. That's the problem with Maya. It doesn't satisfy. Maya cheats. How does she cheat? She gives you a little taste of happiness, but it's only little. And then she says, if you want more, you gotta pay a bigger price. Let's go deep down, further degraded. Let's go further, more sinful activities. Again, she gives you a little taste. She says, you want more? Then you gotta go deeper down. So, frustration leads to anger. You lose your memory. You get sucked into the whirlpool of the material world. Then later, in chapter 3, Arjuna asks about sin, lust. And Krishna says, the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world is lust only. And then it says, it is never satisfied and burns like fire. Burn, baby, burn, baby, burn. This is the fault of succumbing to sense gratification offered by Maya. The senses are never satisfied and they burn like fire. But Lord Chaitanya, what is he offering? A taste of the full nectar that everyone is looking for. Everyone is looking for that full nectar of happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. That's why I joined this movement. I didn't join this movement to suffer. I joined this movement to enjoy. But the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada's instructions are teaching us how to enjoy on a real platform, not an illusory platform. The sense enjoyment platform is an illusory platform. And you will cry. You will cry and you will be unhappy. Guaranteed, there's no exceptions to the rule. Guaranteed. This is what's so nice about Bhagavad Gita. It's a science. Bhagavad Gita is very clear. Nowhere in the Bhagavad Gita does it say that material sense gratification gives you unlimited happiness. Not one verse. It says limited, temporary. And happiness in the mode of goodness is painful in the beginning, but turns to nectar. Happiness in the mode of passion, it's nice in the beginning, but turns to poison. And happiness in the mode of ignorance is this delusion from beginning to end. So the trick is saying no to Maya. And the way to say no to Maya was given to us by Haridas Thakur. Maya came to him three nights, tempting him, testing him. But he had full attachment to this chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And after three nights, Maya said, I am the illusory potency. I have bewildered everyone in this material universe except you, Haridas Thakur. I want to become your disciple. Wow. People can say, I have so many disciples. But who can say, Maya Devi is my disciple? That's Haridas Thakur, our Namacharya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Might there be some discussion? Going once? Twice? This class is dismissed.